This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so between the salmonella outbreaks and allergies and, I guess, prom proposals, some of you guys are like, all right, you know, let's go and listen to Dr. Dahlia for some non-political news. Although I am just dying to talk about what's going on with Trump. You know I am, and the Stormy Daniels and all that. I mean, it blows my mind how the media has nothing better to cover, especially with everything going on in the world and everything going on with this country, how it always has to be about Trump. So I get you. I'm going to try to give you guys a little breather from Trump. So Trump news, I should say. All right. But this headline today from USA Today, and it's a headline, and I'm like, all right, so what's going on politically? No. It has to do with seniors and sex, and I thought that was pretty interesting, and it's kind of like changes the little mode of the show today. I guess we're going to be talking a lot about sex. Seniors and sex, they say many adults aged 65 to 80 are having sex, but not only having sex, they are pretty satisfied. Now, I got a lot of younger listeners listening to the show. We got a lot of 25-year-olds, 28-year-olds, a lot of millennials listen, and I know what they're thinking when they see a headline like this. 65 to 80-year-olds having sex, really? Someone's going to dislocate a hip. Someone's going to lose their cane. The dentures are going to fall out. Any of you who are young and millennial-ish, okay, get that out of your head. That older people are old. They're not. Okay? And having a mom that's, you know, out there in the dating world and on the single scene, they look like they're having a hell of a lot more fun than us younger folk. Now, I'm Generation X, so I'm not a millennial. Sometimes I try to pretend to be. I'll, like, hang out with the millennials sitting there at lunch going, yeah, I'm a millennial. And somebody's like, ma'am, make sure your children there are eating vegetables. I'm like, well, wait a second, they're not my children. Okay, they're not my kids, they're the millennials. And yeah, I'm actually old enough to have a millennial as a child. Is that crazy? I don't. But technically, if I had gotten pregnant when I was 16, then I could have had a, well, I don't want to say my age. Anyway, okay, so for those of you guys that are seniors, I'm sure many of you guys are agreeing, all right? Sex is not just for the young. And by the way, 65 to 80, I think we're changing the definition of older. Right? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, 65, you're still middle age. 68, 69, still middle age. We're living longer. With the exception of the opioid epidemic killing us off, we're doing pretty damn good in terms of being more youthful and our life expectancy. They say 73% are satisfied with their sex life. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, nobody's going to admit they're not. No. You forget the generation we're talking to. We're talking to baby boomers. Baby boomers have no problem telling the truth. Baby boomer generation will tell you exactly like it is. Have you ever gone to Thanksgiving, right, with grandma or grandpa? They are going to say whatever it is they have to say and do right there at the table. They won't hold in their farts, their burps, no. Now, maybe they'll be a little bit more coy. You know, maybe they'll, I don't know, you know, not bring up certain subjects. But for the most part, in terms of telling the truth, they got nothing to be afraid of. Whereas us younger generation, like, oh, no, well, we've got to be careful because it's going to be spreading online. If I say one thing, it's going to be, you know, an infamy and, you know, in the cybersphere. Oh, the baby boomers, they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. So this survey released today shows that sex declines with age and illness. All right, so, you know, you got, you know, spinal stenosis. It's kind of harder to have sex. I get that. But it finds that older men claim to be more sexually active and sexually interested in, than older women. But many women are reporting more sexual satisfaction. It's because the sexual revolution of the 60s left a lot out. And in the 90s and the 2000s, maybe even this year, we've learned a few more things. It's like, oh, that works. Yeah, that works. Among seniors with spouses or partners, 54% say they're sexually active. 54% of our senior population. That's great. And I'm a huge fan of older people having sex, as long as it's protected and they're not going to get chlamydia and gonorrhea and super gonorrhea and all the other stuff, because I think sex is an amazing activity. I think it's exercise. I think it helps get the heart rate up. I think your body is designed to have sex. You know, in the movies, they're like, oh, no, you'll have a heart attack having sex. It's rare to have a heart attack during sex. It's more common to have a heart attack while you're sitting there eating dinner or asleep or sitting on the couch than, you know, but then to actually, you know, when you're actually having activities such as that, a short burst of activity. And so, and vice, let me, in my case, let's accent on the short. Anyway, in terms of time. All right. So, overall, they say the survey shows that sex is an important part of the lives of older people, and it doesn't get the attention it deserves. The poll looked at 1,000 participants. They say 2 in 5 older people say they're sexually active. Now, the number does fall with age. Only 25% of people over 76 are having sex. All right? So only 25%. But still, that, okay, that's a lot. That's a good number. All right? 39% of those over 70. By sexual activity, they didn't go into too much detail. Some are married. Some aren't. Men seem to be a little bit more interested in sex than women. That's because everybody's on testosterone these days, right? 73% content with their sex lives. Now, there's other surveys out there and there's other studies, but I think what we need to do as a population is tell all young people to quit looking at us older people as old. And they can learn a few things from us. And to not throw in the towel when you turn 65 or 70 or 75. You have so much life still left to live. We all have decades now, more than our parents did. And let's have some fun. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
It's the Rich
to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Some of you listened to the show on KABC, McIntyre in the Morning. And we were talking about pig brains being kept alive outside of their body. And one of you had asked if we are trying to move towards brain transplants. Remember, it was what Sergio Canavero, was he the Italian doctor that was wanting to do a brain transplant? And it was at first, I believe, going to be a Russian national, and then it turned out to be a Chinese national patient, and I'm not really sure what's going on with that. But this pig brain keeping the brain alive outside the body has nothing to do with doing a brain transplant. Apparently, a team of scientists were able to keep the brain of a pig alive outside his body for 36 hours, and this was breaking news and amazing news, and everybody was all excited about it last week, because it meant that you could now have a live brain that you could experiment with. You can't experiment on people's live brains when they're alive. You know, if the person died, you could take the brain out, and then you could experiment and do whatever the hell you need to with it. That seems to be a little bit more ethical for some. And I agree. So researcher Nenad Sestan, who led the group of Yale University scientists, discussed the findings at a recent National Institutes of Health conference centered on brain research. And apparently, the heads were no longer attached to the bodies. And Dr. Sestan and his team were able to keep the brains alive by connecting them to a closed-loop system known as Brain X. This pumps body temperature artificial blood to the necessary parts of the brain to keep it alive. Now, this has been reported by Fox News, and Dr. Sessom declines to comment further on the findings when reached by MIT Technology Review, meaning there's still some secret, like, scoop, or maybe they don't know why it worked. Maybe they're like, I have no clue. Got, but they don't want to say that. However, Dr. Sesta did call the findings, quote, mind-boggling. Did you guys know it's mind-boggling? I thought it was mind-boggling. I thought it was B-O-D-D-L-I-N-G. It's mind-boggling. I say mind-boggling. You know, like duct tape. Well, duct tape, it's duct tape, but I call it duct tape. Because it used to be called duct tape. Yeah, real quick, remember duct tape? We talked about duct tape. Duct tape back in the 40s. They used to wrap it around boxes during the war to keep the water off, like water off a duck's back. So it was waterproof in it. So it was duck. It used to be called duct tape, but they call it duct tape. Who cares? All right. Anyway. Okay, so anyway. So Dr. Sestan said that this is mind-boggling and unexpected, since individual brain cells are found to be capable of normal activity, even if the decapitated pigs never regained consciousness. They say the brains may be damaged, but if the cells are alive, it's a living organ. So, the research has implications now for a whole variety of things we could do. Remember, pigs are very similar to humans. Yeah. Listen, no, that's why now everybody's like, oh, pigs are so cute and they're so smart. Notice how now everybody talks very highly about pigs. They're like, wait a second, you used to call people a pig. Yeah, no, pigs are very nice, they're very smart, they're very nice, they're very, you know, yeah, because, you know, humans, I guess, are very, very close to pigs. Much closer than rats. So anyway, so they say these studies now on the human brain, it could be, there's a whole variety of implications. Medications, Alzheimer's research, dementia research, medication side effects. And they say they could also study the way we perceive death, consciousness, and other things associated with thought. In the NIH presentation, Sesson said the technique was likely to work in any species, including primates. They say this is probably not unique to pigs. They say before it gets to that stage, though, ethics need to be considered, which Sesson and his team expressed concerns over. Well, so what are the ethics? Well, do we, if somebody dies, should we let them go, or should we keep them alive so we could take the brain, keep it? I don't know. I mean, we're not cloning. To me, cloning has some issues. You make another Dr. Dahlia, I mean, I could see why. I could see the demand. Okay, I get that. But that gives us the heebie-jeebies. To me, medical ethics, you know, killing fetuses, I mean, a whole variety of sort of things out there fall under medical ethics. Taking a brain and keeping it alive for another day or two to study live cells, unless somebody tells me different and, you know, shows me why it may not be a bad idea, I kind of like it. I mean, the brain is really, really tough to study. I mean, look at what we're doing in terms of how we're just kind of futzing around and stumbling around when it comes to futz, F-U-T-Z. It's a word, futz, it's Yiddish for stumbling and messing around. But not messing around in terms of, like, kissing somebody. It's not that kind of messing around. It's like, okay, like, you know, somebody, like, let's say is trying to fix something and they don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're just kind of, you know, mumbling around. It's called futz. F-U-T-Z. All right, see, you guys learned something today. So when it comes to CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, we really don't know what we're doing right now with it. There's been amazing research and amazing breakthroughs coming out of Boston, but you're limited because we can't really diagnose you until you die. And we're finding that so many people may actually have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, putting them at risk for dementia, putting them at risk for behavioral disorders, depression, cognitive issues, memory loss, maybe Alzheimer's. So we have to wait until somebody dies. And so if there's a way where we could take the brain tissue, and we need live tissue to study, then we could see what we could do from a medicine standpoint. Like, for example, I bring this up all the time. What I think we need to do for CTE is as soon as somebody sustains head trauma, they immediately get oxygen. I think we need to oxygenate the area, maybe even hyperbaric oxygen, because injured brain will have swelling. That will preclude some oxygen from getting to the tissue. So I would like to push a little bit more oxygen into the brain. And for those people that go, well, what if it was in high school and what if I don't really remember? Okay, well then fine. As a 40-year-old or 50-year-old, sleep with some oxygen. Or maybe with some CPAP that helps push the oxygen in, just like we do with the obstructive sleep apnea patient. I just wonder if that's something we could study. Well, the only thing we could do now in terms of CTE or dementia or Alzheimer's or any of these diseases when it comes to oxygen is, all right, well, why don't we put a bunch of people on oxygen and watch them for 20, 30 years? Well, nobody wants to wait till the year 2048 to find out if that works. One thing we can do is do a retrospective analysis of, all right, all of you that were on oxygen, did you have less dementia? Well, what were they on oxygen for? If they were on oxygen because they had a disease that made them hypoxic, low oxygen, then they may already be starting off on the left foot. So what we could do is take live cells and for a day or two see what happens after the brain sustains injury and you give oxygen versus a brain that sustained injury and didn't get oxygen. And see what happens. If the brains could be kept alive longer, then we could maybe see if certain protein depositions occur. The only thing is these brains were outside of the body, and if amyloid, for example, with Alzheimer's, if amyloid protein is made in the human liver, and we don't really have a liver attached to the body because the brain is outside of the body, it's tough. So, you know, I like to give you guys some insight on what we have to do for studies. Because many people think that doctors and researchers are in it to prevent medical progress so we make more money, and that's not the case. Trust me, whoever can find a cure for cancer will be loaded. There is no incentive to not find a cure for cancer, okay? Not from the researcher standpoint, because the money in it is too huge. So get that out of your mind that we purposely try to hold off. You know, but I think there's a lot of things we can do. It's just if a study is flawed, you can't really advertise that study's findings. So you can't do a study half-assed. You have to do a study that doesn't have all these extra variables. And you can't make news or do fake science news going, wow, look what we did. All these people who were on oxygen for their COPD didn't get dementia. Wait a second here. Really? You know, what's your sample size? You know, define dementia, you know, so it's tricky. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when
all
I'm
right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Governor John Kasich of Ohio has proposed new opioid rules for chronic pain patients. It's interesting to see how each state is kind of, again, fumbling or futzing around with how to deal with the opioid overdose crisis. I think many of them are dealing with it wrong, but many states will follow suit. So it makes national news when one state decides to do one thing versus another. So Governor John Kasich announced yesterday new rules, he said, that will prevent chronic pain patients from becoming addicted to prescription painkillers. Now, all respect to Governor Kasich and his team, but does anybody with medical experience, is anybody with medical experience weighing it? So, the new rules for chronic pain do not set limits on what can be dispensed. But, the rules call for doctors to reevaluate patients' opioid use at periodic, quote, safety checkpoints when patients are increased larger doses of painkillers. Physicians will look for signs of opioid misuse when patients are up to 50, 80, or 120 morphine equivalent doses per day. Apparently, 97,000 Ohio patients were prescribed more than 50 morphine equivalent doses per day in the year 2017. For patients prescribed 80 morphine equivalent doses per day, physicians are going to have to obtain a pain management agreement and consider prescribing naloxone to reverse overdoses. Now, they say the new rules will not apply to hospice patients or those with terminal conditions. Patients in inpatient settings or patients already being treated for chronic pain unless their dosages increase. So these are expected to take effect in the fall. Governor Kasich said most doctors are already doing periodic reevaluations, thank you, and trying to identify alternative treatments. He said chronic pain patients shouldn't worry their medicines will be cut off. He said, don't worry, you'll get what you need, and you'll get it in a more positive, more successful way. Now, Ohio had led the nation in opioid overdose deaths in 2014. The deaths are continuing to rise because there's more increased use of heroin and illegal fentanyl. And in 2016, 4,300 people died in Ohio from opioid overdoses. That's according to federal data. They say prescription drugs have been directly responsible for fewer deaths in recent years as the heroin and the illegal fentanyl is coming more into play. So, states taking some credit for that, because they have cracked down on opioid prescriptions through stricter rules on prescribers, guidelines advising physicians to seek alternatives to opioids, and tracking drugs through the state's Ohio Automated Prescription Reporting System database. Now, I know what some of you guys are thinking. You're like, wait a second. So if opioid prescriptions, right, have been cracked down, now there's less deaths to opioid prescriptions but more deaths to heroin and fentanyl, are we driving people? Yes, we are. We're driving people to the other drugs. Absolutely. So they say the total doses of opioids dispensed in Ohio, has decreased from a high of 393 million back in 2012 to 568 million in 2017. And Kasich attributed the decrease, right, to the state's medical professional boards and for backing tighter controls on prescribers. Well, la-di-da, I mean, congratulations. You know, and I think Governor Kasich does some good things. This isn't supposed to slam him at all, but why isn't anybody spending any time addressing pain? If people are in pain, people are in pain. If somebody requires 50 or 80 or 120 morphine equivalent doses a day, you making them sign a piece of paper doesn't help get rid of them. They're still going to have pain. I see all this work and all this legislation and all these press, you know, releases and press conferences on this is what we're doing to fight the opioid crisis. Are you kidding me? We don't have an opioid crisis. We have a pain crisis. Really? 568 million doses of opioids were dispensed in 2017. You have people needing narcotics. Why is that? Well, we'll deal with that later after we tell doctors to, you know, cut back their prescribing and, you know, sign agreements. And no, if I ever, God forbid, am in pain, I can't wait 5 minutes. Let alone 5 years for you guys to figure out what you're going to do to help me. This is why we need pain medication. Because nobody is figuring out other ways where we could deal with, well, okay, maybe some people are trying to study it. You know, and they say, well, you know, this new law is going to urge doctors to think of alternative ways. Don't you think the average doctor has thought of alternative ways? When I get a new patient who has spinal stenosis or some diabetic neuropathy, don't you think that average patient already tried Tylenol? then already tried some ibuprofen or naproxen? Didn't that person already, if they were a spinal stenosis patient, see an orthopedic doctor? Have an MRI? Have physical therapy? Have injections? The average chronic pain patient has been through all the alternatives. Now, maybe we could suggest chiropractic or osteopathic manipulation. Maybe we could suggest acupuncture. Maybe we could suggest massage if it hasn't been suggested. True. Maybe the average person hasn't dealt with everything. But after going through months and months of physical therapy or treatment or you know, other alternative modalities for your pain, it's exhausting. You're in pain. You can't sleep when you're in pain. You can't work when you're in pain. Why isn't somebody addressing the fact that people cannot go to work when they're in pain, so they need to take pain medication so they can go to work? Now, Governor Kasich is correct. Last year he pushed only a 7-day supply to limit a 7-day supply limit to treat acute short-term pain like a wisdom tooth extraction. That makes sense. But you want to know what? The average oral surgeon does that. They'll give 25 pills or 30 pills for wisdom teeth. And for somebody taking it a few times a day, that's roughly a week's worth. And the average person doesn't need it all. Now, somebody said, well, why 30? Why not just get 15? Well, because the insurance, it's the same amount of money. The insurance charges the same amount, whether it's for 30 pills or 15, so you might as well give them 30. This way they can have some extra for a bad day. Well, Dr. Dahlia, that's why we have an opioid crisis. No, it's not. All right? People having extra pills, right, is not necessarily why they later go to heroin. So, should pain pill agreements be done? That's nice. Go ahead, fine. Should patients be given naloxone? A shot, one prescription for one naloxone pen. I would say maybe two, because sometimes you need more. Should the average American learn how to use it and have it on standby? Yeah. Why not? I think that's a great idea. However, they need to know that they better get their butts to an ER, and 911 should still be called because you could have a relapse if that shot doesn't cover for all the narcotic that's in your system. So we have a, and I'll give it to you, a dependency on opioid problem. But the first problem, well, we have two problems. One is we have people in pain. The second is we have people that like to get high and like to get, you know, stoned on narcotics. When are we going to address those? I'd like to see a press conference dealing with that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing?
doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of us suffer from eczema, and we got some interesting news today about eczema, but let me quickly review why some of us have it. I got a spot right now on my hand that always itches, and it starts getting red and flaky, and there's no rhyme or reason why that part of my hand gets it. Then it'll go away, and then the next year I'll get eczema on another part. And there's all sorts of different types of eczema. So the fancy-schmancy scientific name is called atopic dermatitis. So your skin can get red, it can get itchy. We see a lot of kids, but we can get it as adults too. It can be chronic, or it can be acute. Sometimes it can be accompanied by asthma, hay fever, allergies. So a lot of you guys are noticing that you're probably getting some eczema flare-ups now during allergy season. Many of us also get it around the holidays because of the temperature change. There's no cure for it. So we kind of try to manage the outbreaks. So what are some symptoms? How do you know if you have eczema? Well, your skin starts getting dry. You itch a lot, maybe more so at night. You get these red to brownish gray patches, according to Mayo Clinic. You can get it in the hands, the feet, the ankles, the wrists, the neck, the upper chest, eyelids. You can get it inside the bend of the elbows and knees, the antecubital fossa and the popliteal fossa. Sometimes infants will get it on the face and the scalp. And then sometimes you can also get it on the palms of your hands and feet. We'll see like a dyshidrotic eczema, these little small raised bumps. You can get thickened, cracked, scaly skin. Sometimes the skin gets raw, and you could sometimes get a secondary infection because you scratch so much that you break the skin, and then other bacteria can get in there. Now, many times atopic dermatitis will actually begin before age 5. Then it'll persist between adolescence and adulthood. So some people say, well, wait a second, if I don't remember having it as a kid, I'm in the clear. Not always, but for those kids that did get it, like one of my sons got it a lot when he was younger. We don't know why. He just did. He will probably have more flare-ups of it. So do you have to see a doctor if it's not going to kill you? No, it's not. It's not going to kill you. It's going to be annoying. You could get a skin infection. You could have cosmetic issues with it. You know, you're in a line of work where you have to shake people's hands, and your hands always look cracked and bloody because of the scratching or because of the breakdown of the skin. So long-term eczema or more severe eczema, yeah, we do recommend treatment for. But another reason why I recommend treatment is sometimes you could have one spot that you're like, oh, it's just eczema. Yeah, it's flaky. It bleeds. It's eczema. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. That may be an early skin cancer. You may think it's eczema, but did anybody actually biopsy that one spot that keeps growing and festering? See, with eczema, it may migrate to other areas. It'll come and go. A cancerous lesion won't go away. Now, this is where it gets tricky. One thing we do to treat eczema is we give you a steroid cream. And the steroid cream will start making the eczema lesion disappear. Right? So you're like, okay, good, it's eczema. However, I've seen some steroid creams make a skin cancer look lighter and less mean. So patients will come in and say, you know what? I don't think this is cancer because when I put a cream on it, it got better. And right, cancer is not supposed to get better on its own. Cancer will only get better if you do something to it. So when people go, all right, well, since the cream makes it get better, I'll just keep putting the cream on it so I'm good. The problem with that is you might be able to decrease the redness and the inflammatory response around the cancer, but that can make the cancer worse. So I'm not saying everybody with eczema has cancer, trust me. But if you have a spot that itches and bleeds, you've got to make sure a medical provider checks that out because it may not be eczema. Now, many of you are telling me that when you go to the medical provider, it's halfway. It's half-assed. You go in there, they don't even look at you, and they just give you a cream. Then what you need to do if you're scared of a skin cancer or whatever is actually put them on the spot and say, look, how do I know this isn't skin cancer? I've heard that some eczema cases were misdiagnosed and it actually was a isolated skin cancer. Let them teach you and explain why it's not. Well, first, you get these flare-ups that go away completely and you get them on both sides of the body, right? Tell me more about it. You know, make them stop and ask more questions about your issue. If they don't. If they go, why? Is that a spot that just keeps growing? Yeah, it's the same spot and it never goes away. Then maybe we do need to biopsy it. So sometimes you need to bring some stuff up to your medical provider if they're not, okay? So healthy skin retains moisture, protects you from bacteria, irritants, allergens. Eczema, they think, could be a gene variation that affects the skin's ability to provide this protection. You are more at risk if there's a family history of allergies, eczema, hay fever, asthma. So they also say that, you know, this could really, really mess with your sleep. So you may want to moisturize your skin twice a day. You may want to identify triggers and avoid them. Sometimes sweat could do it, stress, obesity, soaps, detergents, dust, pollen. Sometimes for infants, they could be allergic to their foods or their formula. So that could be an issue. Don't take a 40-minute shower or bath. Limit them and use warm water but not hot because hot can irritate the skin. Now, the American Academy of Dermatology recommends a bleach bath. They say a half a cup of household bleach, 40-gallon bathtub filled with warm water, all right? So, obviously, 118 milliliters per 151 liters. And they say bleach baths may help. Dry yourself carefully, pat dry. But this study came out saying rub some bacteria on you, some good bacteria. They say smearing good bacteria on the skin of eczema sufferers will ease their symptoms by more than 50%. They did a study where they looked at the bacteria Rosimonas mucosa. And they sprayed this solution on, I believe, a certain population of adults. I don't have the number. And they say 6 out of 10 and 4 out of 5 children with eczema found their skin improve within weeks by about 50%. Why? Because the bacteria could grow and then they could change the environment for it. Now, I would rather people use a healthier bacteria than chronic steroids. Now, they say previous research found that eczema sufferers may have larger populations of the bad bacteria Staph aureus on their skin. Staph aureus helps protect your skin, but sometimes you can have too much. So that could cause infection, inflammation, etc. So maybe good bacteria changes the environment and keeps other bacteria that may induce an inflammatory reaction at bay. Keep in mind, eczema is not technically a bacterial infection. It's an inflammatory reaction, like an allergy. That's why it's called atopic dermatitis. Dermatitis is inflammation of the derm, the skin. However, inflammation of the skin could be induced by a bacteria. You see that? There's a difference between infection, where bacteria sets up shop, grows, and starts messing with the tissue around, or bacteria is just sitting there going la-di-da-di-da, and it induces an infection by the skin, or an inflammatory reaction. So eczema affects about 20% of children and 3% of adults worldwide. So this could be pretty, pretty cool. Maybe what they could do is they could infuse some of this bacteria into certain skin products. Now, some people say that parabens, which are common preservatives in skincare products, could block the growth of this bacteria and worsen eczema symptoms, which is why some people that use multiple products could unfortunately be at risk for eczema. So right now they need to do larger studies, but I think it's pretty damn cool. They actually used a sugar water solution with the bacteria. They did it on the inner elbows and other areas of the skin. The bacteria had been grown in healthy individuals in the lab, and apparently the solution was applied, and the patients noticed an improvement. So pretty cool stuff. You fight fire with fire. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.